From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A claim of responsibility for a terrorist attack in Indonesia. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Thursday's coordinated bomb and gun attack in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta that left 7 people dead, including all 5 of the attackers. The violence began with a series of explosions in an area near an upscale shopping center. The militants engaged in intense gun battles with police throughout the day. By late afternoon, authorities declared the attack over, saying all 5 militants were killed. 2 civilians, including a Dutch citizen, were also killed, according to police. Indonesian authorities in November had received a threat from the Islamic State group about a coordinated bomb attack on the capital. At least one of the blasts occurred close to a Starbucks coffee shop frequented by foreigners. The coffee chain later said it closed all of its locations in Jakarta as a security precaution. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry condemned the Jakarta attacks on Thursday.
There is nothing in any act of terror that offers anything but death and destruction. And so we stand together, all of us, united in our efforts to eliminate those who choose terror. And we are absolutely committed to our fight against Daesh, against Boko Haram, against Al-Shabaab. And that is the challenge, evidently, of our times.
Kerry spoke after talks in London with Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir. Kerry said the U.S. will use any necessary measures to stop such groups. Authorities in southeastern Turkey said Thursday militants from the banned Kurdistan Workers Party killed 6 people and wounded 39 others in a car bomb attack there. This is VOA News. Turkish forces launched a new offensive in July against the PKK in southeastern Turkey, the Kurds, a move that ended a ceasefire of more than 2 years between the militants and the government. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan further pledged in November to continue until every one of the militants was defeated. More from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is promising there'll be no end to military operations against the PKK until it's eradicated. Erdogan spoke in response to the bombing of the police headquarters Wednesday in the Diyarbakir province in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast. The government blamed the attack on the rebels. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu announced the army has carried out a sustained bombardment against Islamic State militant targets in Syria and Iraq in response to the suicide attack on foreign tourists Tuesday in Istanbul.
O andan bugüne kadar yaklaşık 48 saat içinde...
He said 500 artillery rounds were fired at Daesh positions, killing 200 terrorists in total. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The International Committee of the Red Cross says another round of aid deliveries to 3 besieged Syrian towns appears to be going smoothly Thursday after the arrival of the first batch of much-needed food and medicine earlier this week. 3 Syrian Arab Red Crescent, ICRC, and UN cars entered at 1500 local time into Madaya, according to ICRC Director of Operations Dominic Stillhart. He told reporters at the UN. He said the convoy is comprised of 44 trucks carrying mainly wheat flour and some hygienic items to the government-blockaded town. A nutritionist was also accompanying the convoy to better assess the severity of the situation. The town of 42,000 received its last aid delivery in the middle of October. The 3 towns received their first aid deliveries Monday. Aid workers reported a dire situation, especially in Madaya, where many people were on the brink of starvation. The aid agencies planned to deliver fuel this Sunday to the 3 towns. The World Health Organization has announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all 3 countries at the epicenter of the West Africa outbreak are now considered Ebola-free. The WHO announcement Thursday came after 42 days without a new reported case in Liberia. When announcing the milestone, the WHO cautioned that more small outbreaks are expected and called for continued strong surveillance to keep the disease at bay. Jewish immigration to Israel from Western Europe has reached an all-time high, the result of a rise in anti-Semitic attacks. That, according to a leading nonprofit group, the Jewish Agency, which works closely with the Israeli government, reported almost 10,000 immigrants to Israel.
That's the latest world news from VOA.